A swift shift. The next day, the second and third votes confirmed a strong trend. During the fourth vote, the ballots overwhelmingly shifted to Prevost, stated Cardinal Yu, South Korea. Cardinal Mueller, seated directly behind him, observed his composure. To his right, Cardinal Tagle watched him take deep breaths. In a moment of gentle tension, Tagle offered him a sweet. I asked him, would you like a candy? And he replied, yes. Cardinal Tobin, while casting his ballot, glanced at Prevost. He had his head in his hands. In the afternoon, during a new round of voting, the decisive moment arrived. Prevost had already secured 89 votes, the required two-thirds qualified majority, even before the counting was complete. And he remained seated, recalled Cardinal David. Someone had to help him stand up. We were all in tears, he disclosed. As the count continued and the votes exceeded 90, Cardinal Parolin had to call for order to complete the voting process. The former cardinal's conciliatory temperament earned him an overwhelming majority, according to Cardinal Zarahazana from Madagascar. A clear-cut election. Once elected, Prevost, now Leo XIV, received warm congratulations. The conclave, brief and harmonious, concluded in joy, a rare occurrence in the Vatican where papal elections typically unfold in a divisive atmosphere. The new pope then appeared on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica to thunderous applause. Cardinal Tagle, who had become Prevost's impromptu mentor days earlier, smiled and said to him, if you want to change the conclave rules, it's all in your hands now. In a remarkably short time, Robert Francis Prevost built an outstanding reputation both within the Vatican and in other places where he served. From Chicago to Peru, where the new pope had worked for many years, the selection of the former cardinal was met with jubilation. Everyone describes him as a kind-hearted individual with a remarkable ability to unite people and work effectively even with those holding the most opposing views. Robert Francis Prevost's victory is celebrated across various parts of the world, in the United States, where he was born, in Peru, where he holds citizenship, in Haiti, where his grandparents originated from, and even in the Dominican Republic, where he reportedly has ancestral connections. Source: all quoted testimonies are from the article, How Cardinal Prevost Became Pope Leo XIV, by Jason Horowitz, The New York Times, May 13, 2025.